mention a couple of former teammates, Chad Greenway and Ben Lieber, together on the sidelines right now. Ben?
Yeah, guys, I got Chad Greenway, 11th year, Chad Greenway. Holy moly, you're old. But let's go back. A couple years ago, you guys practiced the Kansas City Chiefs, joint practices, not always the most productive. The last 2 days you guys practiced here in Cincinnati with the Bengals, it just seemed to have a different feel. Was it more productive than those Chiefs practices?
Yeah, I think it was. I think just the relationship with Coach Zimmer had with Marvin Lewis was huge. The team obviously had a lot of knowledge of what we're doing as a scheme, too. I mean, so coming here, we got a lot of things done over 2 days. I mean, the weather was hot, a little hotter than Minnesota, a little more humidity. But we had a lot of things accomplished.
So, taking off from last year, run defense wasn't where you guys wanted it.
Yep.
You came out in the first quarter, even the second team guys in the second quarter, kind of porous in the run defense again. What can you guys do to kind of shore that up to get right for the regular season?
Yeah, you hope it's just because it's early. I mean, we need to get better at that, obviously, across the board, first group, second group. You know, and that first quarter was just too much. I mean, the drives lasted too long, have to get off the field, and the run defense has to improve. And that's just something we have to get better at over time. And if we can make that, you know, what we do well, our forte, I mean, with our pass defense, we're going to be really good.
So for you personally, you've kind of alluded to the fact that your 11th year may be your last with the Minnesota Vikings and in the NFL. Last Saturday, you took the time at Blakely Stadium to watch the fireworks with your family, yeah. Something that, you know, most of us don't get a chance to do because we're running off to the locker room.
Right.
You know, those are special moments that you said that you want to take it all in this year. Is there anything that you've had planned in the regular season that you kind of want to take in, something like that, like you did with the fireworks?
Well, I think it's just, you know, with the new stadium, we want to enjoy the new stadium, going there as a family. You know, but that moment you have with your family is just so incredible. You know, they're probably, all girls are probably at home right now, you know, waiting to go to bed. And it's just so fun to be able to have them be involved in my career and be so happy and to be a part of it. And just going to continue to enjoy that this year.
So I know you're a big Olympics guy.
Yeah.
All right. If you could be in the Olympics in one event, what would you be in?
That's a tough one. Definitely not diving, unless they have a cannonball contest. Probably, I like handball. I think handball, if you could put a handball team, a squad together, maybe you, me, a couple other guys, a couple former players, and be relevant again.
I think there's a joke in there, but I'm not going to say it. But appreciate it, man. Best of luck to you.
You bet. Thanks.